Amazon 5-star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. Giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Michael Berenstam, my good colleague at the Hoover Institution, watching the sanctions regime against the Russian aggressor in Ukraine. The negotiations are underway elsewhere. Economies, however, are not waiting for negotiations to either contract or change direction. That is especially true in China. We read from the Financial Times. Chinese exporters have been raising prices for Russian military-industrial buyers, exploiting the Kremlin's reliance on their supplies. As Western sanctions restrict imports, new research has revealed. Michael, I come to you because when I read this item, it reminded me how you, in the first year of the war, identified the middlemen as quite happy about the trade that was going on in oil. They took a piece of the action every time there was a transfer from the shadow fleet to China or the shadow fleet to India. However, this item just published in FT suggests that's going on in all directions, not just energy. Good evening to you, Michael.
And good evening to you. And it goes on in imports and goes on in exports equally. Wherever people are entrepreneurial, people are enterprises all over the world, poor countries especially. And whenever they see an opportunity, they seize it. And you can't blame them. So the war and the sanctions have been a terrible tragedy for the Russian people, for the Ukrainian people, and a boon for enterprising people in all neighboring countries. And in all countries, they're either buying Russian energy or supplying Russia with manufacturing and industrial production. So if you look at China, you will find that it cuts both ways. On the one hand, the Chinese are now getting a huge discount on Russian oil. They increase purchases. They're now buying close to 1 million barrels of oil per day through pipelines, and about 1.4, 1.5 million barrels per day maritime seaborne oil. And they're getting discounts like $19 per barrel. At the same time, they're selling their manufacturing goods to Russia. Cars and industrial inputs, especially to the military or double-use goods or military-use goods, and they are charging 87% premium. So these goods are now 87% more expensive. Of course, there was some inflation, but to other countries, they charge only 9% more. That's inflation. 87% is for Russia, uniquely one customer, Russian companies. Now, the same thing Turkey is doing. Turkey is charging 55% more for Turkish imports to Russia. And there is a study of 14 countries, which are presumably all the most important exporters to Russia, countries from which Russia buys its imports. And the average price increase since the beginning of the war is 75%. So everyone, not just China, not just Turkey, not just India, everyone is taking advantage. India is buying Russian oil at huge discounts. Also, $22 per barrel now. India is paying less than the Brent, the market, world market oil price. And Turkey is getting a huge discount. China is buying now liquefied natural gas from Russia. All right, the Asian, standard Asian brand is $275 per 1,000 cubic meters. China is paying $175 per 1,000 cubic meters, so 32% less. So look at China and you will see that China is getting 30 to 40% discount on goods it is buying from Russia, and China is charging 87% more on goods it is selling to Russia. And of course, all middlemen, all countries, all private companies around that are facilitating this trade, they're also benefiting. So it's a boon for all of them. Everyone is taking advantage of it.
And the economy is struggling, and I have to believe that that premium that they're charging is causing some of the contraction. I read this from Bloomberg. The country's economic engine is showing fractures, with households pulling back on food spending, companies in the steel, mining, and energy sectors struggling. So Russia's only industries that are working, I guess, are the ones that make guns.
That's right. The military industry is still thriving, but now a study by a Russian think tank, which I didn't check the details, but it's in the ballpark, is saying that when they separate the civilian industry, this year you will see a contraction of 5.4%. 5.4% is a huge recession in the civilian sector. The coal mining industry is in crisis, and one of the reasons is that China is now paying less. Again, getting a huge discount. And now the Siberian coal miners, there are huge layoffs. We talked a lot about labor shortages when the war started. They needed, some factories worked three shifts, etc. Now the automotive industry, the steel industry, the transportation industry, they shift to four-day week because they don't want to lay off workers totally, but they are cutting off hours. They are cutting off wages. So generally, now it is a problem because the entire economy is in crisis.
In addition, Bloomberg reports inflation rising, consumer demand weakening, government's debt increasing, new taxes, a value-added tax was raised from 20% to 22%, and a levy on technology. The Russian economy is collapsing. It's not going to happen in the future. It's happening now. I did not see that part of the conversation between the United States and Russia about ending the war. Russia has to end this war. They're going to have a broken economy that'll leap right into stagflation.
Yes, they're already in a stagflation because the entire economy, which you sum up the military and the civilian, is having economic growth close to 0.4%, 0.4% of 1% according to the central bank, 0.6% of 1% according to the Ministry of the Economy, but it is stagnation and it is inflation, so it's stagflation. But now you add some regional problems because Russian industry, like in American industry to some extent, is concentrated in various parts of the country, and wherever you have coal miners and construction industry, cement, whenever you have steel and cars, whole regions are in trouble.
Michael, if I say, if you cut out the military-industrial complex, the Keynesian, military Keynesianism, Russia's in a recession now, a deep recession. Is that a fair statement? We have a minute.
Yes, it is a fair statement because it is about 5% recession in the non-military sector of the economy, yes.
Minus 5% for 25 or 26, have we estimated?
Minus 25% for 2025, and there is no improvement. Even the government projects no improvement for 26 and for 27.
And the gold reserves, you tell me that they've plunged.
That's what happened. The gold reserves, they used to have before the war 550 metric tons of gold. Now they're left with 173. So they sold two-thirds of their gold reserves just to cover the budget gap.
Michael Bernstam for the Hoover Institution reporting on the Russian economy, which right now is in a deep recession, except for the part that makes guns. That is not a growth industry. That's about the peace deal that hasn't happened yet, but Russia's on the edge of a deep recession. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com.
Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.